makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up. My buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. We take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing.
So you guys at Mortimer's Family Farm, in addition to corn, have a lot of other things. Gary brings up an interesting question here. Do y'all have a still on there for your sweet corn produce as well?
Oh, I didn't hear that comment, Gary. No stills yet.
He asked it in the song, Corn Makes Whiskey.
Yeah, well, not yet, but we're still thinking about maybe in the future that'll be a good crop, you know.
We have Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau. It's the first Saturday of the month, so we're talking farm fresh produce, and we pick a particular commodity in the ag field that is currently in harvest at this time of year. We've only got one non-food item, and that comes closer to our cotton season, where we're talking silks and sheets and the Yuma cotton is what the word I was looking for. But everything else we've got on the calendar this year is food related.
We can consume it. And actually, being the cotton kid that I am growing up on a cotton farm, we do promote our cottonseed oil. So there's even an edible byproduct from the cotton. But yes, Arizona Farm Bureau celebrating our farmers and ranchers every day because they're working in planting and or harvesting every day, 365 days out of the year here in Arizona. That's one of the privileges of the weather that we grow in or that we live in, is that we can be doing agriculture daily. If you're in the Midwest in the dead of winter, unless you have a greenhouse, you don't get to do what we're doing out on our farm. So it's very celebratory. But Troy, and I love to talk Arizona agriculture all of the time because it's a $23.3 billion industry. Fact, by the way, if a listener goes to azfb.org and you source or search sweet corn today, because that's our focus, you can learn about some of our growers and some of our farmers that do the sweet corn. But I was curious, Charlotte, what were some of your other summer crops?
This is Charlotte Mortimer of Mortimer, yes, Family Farms. If you've checked out of Arizona for mentally or moved,
yes,
and came back. It used to be what people would know in the old days as Young's Farm. Y'all have got that revived and going, and it's a you pick it farm.
Yes, yeah.
And you picked some corn for us this morning.
I did. I went to the farm this morning, and the sun was coming up, and we were out picking corn and bringing it down to show you guys what we're doing up there. So it's been fantastic. But this is our ninth year at the farm.
Wow.
And going really fantastic. We've got all kinds of activities and a country store there that you can come in and purchase any of the products that we grow. And we grow a variety of vegetables. We were talking earlier. We've got a full garden there. So tomatoes, peppers, squash, zucchini, okra. Was another one that a lot
of okra.
Not very many farms grow that anymore. So we grow a lot of products in a smaller scale, not fields and fields of tomatoes, but we have 800 tomato plants this year. So I would say that's a pretty good crop. And then we retail everything right through our store there. And our two newest crops this year are blackberries and strawberries. And we're doing those you pick as well. So you could actually bring the kids out and go out right into the field and pick your own berries and take them home. And what gets home, because you just eat them the whole time you're out there, but get to go home and enjoy your own fresh picked berries, which is phenomenal.
And those are available now to pick, both the blackberries and the strawberries.
They are. Yeah, the blackberries are kind of in a slower flush right now, so they're just producing. They kind of flush and then it takes them a while to produce more. So they come crazy and then they back off and they go crazy again and they back off. But we're still harvesting blackberries every day, and the strawberries are just doing awesome. This rain, they are loving the rain.
And then we're not too far away from the fall. So I know a lot of our retail farmers or direct market farmers like yourself, you've already probably planted your pumpkins.
We have, yeah. Our corn maize and our pumpkins are both planted. And the corn maize is a fun way to enjoy agriculture, run through the fields. And then the pumpkins will be harvesting starting the last weekend of September.
One of my favorite times of the year. And just so that our listeners know, we have farmers all over the state that are doing retail you pick. In fact, we have a few farmers that's all they do. They're one season, that one segment, that one spotlight in that short period of time is the fall harvest. They've got pumpkins, corn mazes, and that's whether it's up north or down south or east and west. So we've, in fact, we put out, Arizona Farm Bureau puts out a list of all of our U-Pick and Fall Harvest Festival farms that you can visit as a family and enjoy for the season.
And y'all are in such an interesting location. There's not a lot of other area around your farm that could be developed for agriculture. You're right on the river. You're right at the base of the hills. But, I mean, the amount of infrastructure you would need to put another farm somewhere up higher on the hill or out on the plains is massive. So you're in a really unique spot. It's not where you would drive to Yuma or you would drive out to Coolidge and just be surrounded by miles and miles of farms. I mean, you've pretty much got maxed out on y'all's. How big is the farm?
Our farm is 350 acres. And it is. It's a little oasis there in a bunch of housing around us, but also ranch land is more prevalent there in Yavapai County. But we definitely love the farming and being able to be involved in that.